This week on Morning Edition, we've been listening to the sounds of some of the most beautiful, storied, and troubled landscapes in the world. We've been following a journey down the Congo River. That stream winds through Central Africa, and the Congo is the major means of transport for the country that takes its name from the river. This morning, we step on board a Congo barge. It carries a chaotic cargo of goods, humans, and animals. Some of the monkeys and goats are pets. Summer dinner. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton takes a 500-mile trip downriver.
Au plaisir. Merci. Thank you. Bye. Thank you very much indeed. Wish us luck.
Bonne chance et à nous revoir à la prochaine.
So here we go. I'm gingerly going to make my way up the gangplank of sorts. Just crossing a bit of the Congo River, a tiny little bit of water. And there we go. Onto the boat. Pardon, Papa.
This day felt like a long time coming. Despite the importance of the Congo River, there is a severe shortage of vessels. It took us 5 days to find something that would carry us from Mbandaka downstream to the capital, Kinshasa. And by something, please don't imagine any fancy boat. We finally negotiated a passage on board a vessel called MBSETB. Two 50-foot barges lashed together side by side and towed by a tug, or a pusher as it's called. It's packed to the rafters.
Suddenly, this boat that we're taking is just chock-a-block. When I last visited it, there were, what, maybe a couple of dozen people on board and some goats. Now it looks as if there are 300-plus people on board, and the vessel has considerably sunk. Ma Flo, bonjour. Good morning, Flo. How are you?
Ah, merci beaucoup.
On est prêt à partir? Are we ready to leave?
Oui, on est prêt, oui. Nous sommes prêts à partir.
Finally, finalement. Ma Flo, who's the technician and the mechanic on board, says once the fuel is loaded, we're ready to go.
Dockers have been loading the barge with goods ranging from sugar cane to charcoal and palm oil and the staple root cassava, as well as goats, chickens and monkeys. Barges like the MBSETB are the cheapest and most efficient way to travel on the Congo River because the roads are few and flying is costly. Some passengers on our barge have been on board for weeks waiting. Under perfect circumstances, with good weather, no technical problems, and no rebel activity along the river, the 1,000-mile-plus trip from Kisangani at the Congo River's eastern navigable end to Kinshasa should take 10 days. But perfection is indeed a rare animal when traveling along the Congo. And this vessel has been stalled in Mbandaka for more than a week, awaiting attention and fuel. While at the dock, many more passengers have come on board, says Maflo.
On a chargé maximum de charge.
Okay, Maflo says that we haven't overloaded, but we're maximum load. So, fingers crossed. Merci beaucoup. Thank you.
To coincide with Congo's 50th independence anniversary this year, President Joseph Kabila has launched 5 major infrastructure initiatives, including transportation. But critics say while money is being pumped into improving Congo's lamentable road network in a huge country, this has been at the expense of the Congo River. River infrastructure has gone into even steeper decline since the late President Mobutu Sese Seko was kicked out of office in 1997 after decades in power. Before that, thousands of barges and hundreds of boats plied the river, says Jean-Pierre Kalinga Katamba. He's the boss of river transportation in Congo.
The Congo River is very important for our country because it is the natural way to transport goods from the interland to Kinshasa. I can say to the Congolese, let's take care of the Congo River because our future is fixed to that network.
Kalinga Katamba says the government has pledged to revive river transport and that if traffic was operating at full capacity, this could generate hundreds of thousands of jobs. That's certainly not the case now.
I've got to tell you, this boat has got absolutely everything on board. Men, women, goats, and bundles galore. People have sort of set up home, throwing what could be, well, I guess they're tarpaulins, but some look as if they got quite a few holes in them. It all seems a bit precarious, but I suppose that's the adventure of travelling on the Congo River. Somebody's just given me the thumbs up sign. Oui, maman, thumbs up, bon chance, good luck.
In addition to the mass of humanity on board, a little to the left of our patch of deck are the barge owners' goats and sheep, chomping on a heap of greens and tethered to a makeshift fence. They're destined for his wedding dinner celebration in Kinshasa. Emerons Kitoko, who feeds the animals, is one of the many passengers who've already spent 3 weeks on the noisy barge. Kitoko says she sells smoked fish, rice, cassava, and other food items and fresh produce to earn the money to put her children through school. She says life on the barge is a struggle, but that this is the only way that she can make ends meet. Issuing instructions, crew member Martin Kapanga is in charge of loading goods and cargo and making sure all is paid for, plus $50 per passenger for the ride on the river from the north to Kinshasa.
Yes, it's just like a floating market. But unfortunately these days, because there aren't passenger boats like there used to be, cargo barges like ours double up as passenger vessels. We're neglected. Upriver, we were transporting vehicles. Downstream, our cargo is cassava, palm oil, beans, and other agricultural products.
And also, I see a monkey.
Même des viandes aussi, des singes, des moutons, des chèvres.
Martin Kapanga is clutching a smoked monkey, considered a mouth-watering delicacy in many parts of Congo, while he points to a range of other live animals on board. Some are pets, others will end up in cooking pots. Kapanga has invited us to tuck into what he promises will be a delicious smoked monkey stew. Ofer Biakwis-Darkton, NPR News.
What an adventure. And tomorrow, Afebia and NPR producer Jonathan Blakely continue along the Congo River.